Our AccuWeather forecast says the sun will be out this afternoon. We'll have a high of about 67. Campuses in the University of Wisconsin system have been anticipating, even planning, for a reduction in state funding, including Parkside, where Chancellor Debbie Ford says they were looking actually at a higher number than the $1.5 million reduction in the base operating budget that the Board of Regents will likely approve at Thursday's meeting.
Reviewing past allocations, a cut of close to $3.5 million was not out of the question. I am grateful for the support from throughout our community. Our legislators, UW System, and the Board of Regents understand the value of UW Parkside in the region.
Dr. Ford adding the combined effort in recent months to tell the story about Parkside and what it has to offer, that appears to have paid off.
UW Parkside has a deep involvement in the social and economic fabric of what happens in southeastern Wisconsin. That realization, I'm sure, helped drive the decision to lessen the severity of the cut to our campus.
Parkside's 2015-16 operating budget listed at $88.4 million. When it comes to the funding proposal for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena, State Senator Van Wongard says it continues to be a no-brainer for him, reject it, and the team leaves town with a lot of current tax revenue.
You know, when we look at that $6.5 million coming from their salaries, that's just from their salaries. That doesn't include all the ancillary taxes and employment taxes we get from people being employed because they're here.
Wongard says that aside from the team's salary tax revenue, there's still outstanding debt on the Bradley Center that factors into all this.
We're going to be in the hole $120, $130 million from the get-go. Doesn't make any sense, even if you raise the building and said, okay, let's just get out of the business, we'll raise the building, we'll sell the lot. That's $30 to $35 million by the time you pay off the liabilities we have and the cost of raising it.
Senator Wongard noting $1 billion in potential economic development with an arena financing plan and related projects, which has shovels ready to go into the ground right now. Three candidates now for the 2016 mayor's race in Kenosha. Rob Zirbon earlier suggesting he might be interested. Now he does want the job being vacated next April by incumbent Keith Bosman. He is retiring after a pair of four-year terms. The list of candidates started by former Mayor John Antaramian, then joined shortly thereafter by political newcomer Tom Fulmer. As for Zirbon, he's best remembered for losing back-to-back congressional races against Paul Ryan. The Racine Police Department's community-oriented policing location at 2437 Chicago Drive on the northwest side of Racine, that's going to be getting a formal dedication this week. Formal name changes welcoming for the street. A ceremony Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. till 2:30. Police and city officials going to be there to declare the building the Ernest and Bernice Steinberg COP House. Coming up tonight, the Common Council expected to approve changing the name of Jacotto Drive to Anthony Lane. That request by the real estate company that bought all but two of the apartment buildings in that area, the goal to change the image of the neighborhood. And that 1,000-foot water slide at Racine's North Beach planned for next month will not happen because public interest was lacking, in part because of the cost. Real Racine officials told by Slide the City's Scott Ward that with less than 400 people registered as of Monday, they would take a huge financial hit. The event was scheduled for August the 8th. People who had signed up initially, they are being notified by email today about a full refund offer or the chance to use the slide at a July 25th event in Milwaukee. AccuWeather forecast, the sun will be out this afternoon. We'll have a high of about 67. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.